All right, everybody. We know this is a pivotal week for your fantasy football season. Maybe you're going for a playoff spot or trying to up your seeding in your league or just trying to get some good value streaming on DFS. But quarterback is so important. We know that. And I have a bunch for you. Okay. These are a bunch of options you can roll with this week that are going to be available on your waiver wire and or priced nicely for a DraftKings or DFS contest. First of all, how long have I been telling you about Ryan Tannehill? How long? 2, 3 weeks? 4 weeks, maybe? Ryan Tannehill is the real deal when it comes to fantasy football. It sounds weird, I know. In 2019, I still can't believe I'm saying it myself, but Ryan Tannehill and the Tennessee Titans are legit. A nice stack with them is A.J. Brown, the rookie. They've been finding some chemistry. Tannehill, since week 7 when he took over, since week 7, fantasy points of 20.18, 19.42, 25.04, 18.94, then the bye, and last week 32.36 against Jacksonville. Goes up against an Indianapolis defense that's given up the 13th fewest fantasy points to quarterback, so a nice little D, but Ryan Tannehill is owned in just 26% of fantasy leagues. If you're stuck, if you're not comfortable with your matchup, roll out Tanna Thrill. Do it. If you listened to me a few weeks ago, you'd be doing well, and you'd be happy you did. If not, there's still time. Also, Sam Darnold. That was my cold-blooded fantasy hot take on the fantasy show. You can hear Sunday mornings across the Sportsnet Radio Network. Sam Darnold outperformed Tom Brady and Dak Prescott a week ago. How about stacking him with Jamison Crowder or Ryan Griffin? Light those two up. Sam Darnold, again, you look at what he's been able to do since that New England game. And remember, the Patriots game, that was the one where it was he got caught on tape saying he's seeing ghosts and just everything just sunk on him. I'm considering playing him again over Dak Prescott, who's playing a tough Buffalo defense. They're going up against the Cincinnati Bengals, people. Look at what Sam Darnold has done. Over 21 fantasy points the last 3 weeks against the Giants, Redskins, and Oakland. And Cincinnati is awful. Who do they play after that? Miami. Sam Darnold is set. He's available in over 60% of Yahoo League. So people are starting to figure out that you can stream Sam Darnold and have yourself a good time. Do it. Sam Darnold is right there for you. Also, the returning Andy Dalton. Just talked about the Bengals. Dalton has been a solid garbage time fantasy quarterback for most of the season when he started. Now, he was benched for 3 weeks with Ryan Finley. Zach Taylor, rookie head coach of the Bengals, they're getting nervous at 0-11. They don't want to approach that 0-16 territory any closer if they don't have to. So they're putting Dalton back in. Is he going to beat the Jets? Maybe. But the point is garbage time stats. Dalton can do it. And it also raises the fantasy value of Tyler Boyd, of Auden Tate, of Erickson. I like myself a Tate-Dalton stack this week. I'm going to give you a stack with each quarterback. A 10% ownership, Auden Tate. And when they were playing together before the three-game bench, he had double-digit fantasy points 3 out of the 4 weeks. So you can put Auden Tate there. Then Nick Foles, another option. I'd like him to have a rebound game here against a Tampa Bay defense that we know gives up fantasy points. The secondary's giving up the second most fantasy points to quarterback this season. If Nick Foles is ever going to get right, now's the week. I think it's perfect timing, too. It's his third game off of injury. People are going to be fading away from him because of the dud he put up against Tennessee. But Tampa Bay, load him up with DJ Chark, who's his favorite target. And he's going to be available. He's there only 33% owned in Yahoo leagues. So don't sleep on Nick Foles this week. So those are a bunch of QB and receiver stacks that you can go into week 13 if you're struggling or for DFS contests. Any other fantasy football questions, get me on Twitter at AndyMC81 and use hashtag AskAndy.